You got to tune to WOPOP on KXP 90.3 FM, live on the web at kxp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. And for a long time, I have been waiting for this moment to happen. And it's really here, right now, in the studios of KXP. Le Mestre de Voix, Bulgaria.
Haidu
Le Mistre de Voix Bulgares in the studios of KEXP. And I'm here with Dora Christova. Did I pronounce the name right?
Dora Christova.
Dora Christova, who is the music director of the band. My dear friend John Gilbreth, who has brought Le Mistre de Voix, an ensemble of 23 people from Sofia to Seattle. I have been a fan of this music since I first heard it in the 80s, as many people did, through the 4AD, and then Kate Bush recorded with members of the band. So when people think of Bulgaria, this is the music that they think about.
Of course.
Of course, okay.
This is the traditional music, the traditional songs, the traditional manner of singing, because this is a kind of medieval technique. These voices are natural voices, not trained voices, natural voices. And it's called, I heard the first time I heard in the United States, open throat singing. Uh-huh. So they sing here in the glottis, and the range of the voices is only one octave, very short. And these voices preserve this manner of singing, this technique was preserved due to the historical development of the country. We were 5 centuries under Ottoman yoke, and these 5 centuries, this is, was the national culture, the culture of the Bulgarian people. And only due to this traditional art, the nationality, Bulgarian nationality, survived.
Okay. But these are contemporary pieces.
Yes. I think.
This is medieval.
Medieval, yes.
But the music is contemporary.
And when you say
arrangements
contemporary,
are contemporary. The songs
the last
come from
years.
The very ancient times. Nobody knows where. In the 50s of the 20th century, the very famous Bulgarian composer, Filip Kutev, made an audition of singers from all of the country, mainly from the villages, the most distant part of the country. And he formed the first choir, a contemporary form of singing, because our tradition is solo voice or two-voice diaphonic singing, no more. But this you hear multi-voice singing. And since then, more and more choirs were born, and the radio and television choir, Le Mystère du Voix Bulgare, was formed in 1952.
Ah, I was going to ask about that, because before we knew Le Mystère du Voix Bulgare, we knew the Bulgarian state radio and television women's
same.
Chorus,
yes,
right?
Yes, professional state choir.
And that was a state choir, so was it sponsored by and run by the state
by the
back
state.
In that government regime? And then Le Mystère du Voix Bulgare.
And after the political changes in Bulgaria,
thanks God,
most of the artists continued to work without salaries, without any protection by the state. And we were, in 1997, we were dismissed from the television and the radio. And since then, we work by ourselves. And our tours and our concerts, this is only the way we exist, let's say.
It's such a pleasure to have you back in Seattle. We turn the sunshine on for you. It never shines here except when you're coming.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Seattle.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about the clothing, about the costumes.
Yeah.
It seems like it's separated by vocal range.
We have 7 folklore traditional regions.
Uh-huh.
And we try to present 6 of them, because the vocal styles, instrumental music, and the costumes differ. And you see the red color, it corresponds to the mountains and to the heroic fight against the oppressors, the color of blood. And the white color, this is the color of the valleys. Many years ago, we had borders at the White Sea, white color. And the green color, the valleys. This is the corn, the working in the valleys, and also the labor in the valleys, and et cetera.
Yeah.
This, all the colors correspond to the activity of the people there, where they live.
Tunadam, tebe de 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 tunadam, tebe Thank you.
Mistra Dubois, Bulgaris, in the studios of KXP. When you're not touring, what do they do? What are their lives like in Sofia right now?
We're rehearsing, but okay. Most of the time, all of the singers work something else. For instance, teachers or have lectures in the university, or they have shops of their own, boutiques, or any kind. Because okay. This touring and fees are not enough to survive.
In many ways, it seems like the world is getting smaller and smaller. But when I hear music that is completely different from any other music yeah. we hear, it seems a comfort that there is still discovery. There's still many things to learn about the people that we share the planet with. Yeah. And it's so beautiful for you to bring that discovery to the U.S. for these years. And it takes courage on your part, too, I suppose, to bring all these people into the country and to do concerts like you do. So thank you so much for
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity to be again.
Please come back again. I want to thank our amazing video team,
man.
Kevin Suggs, and congratulations to Kevin. I want to thank Rochelle Granquist, and I want to thank John Gilbreth.
John Gilbreth.
This is WOPOP KXP 90.3, where the music matters.
And matters.